Welcome to the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Janelle Davis. If you're familiar with the composer Cipriano de Ror, it's possible that you've heard his madrigals, and that's what he's best known for. Ror is counted among the composers who pioneered the secular genre of the madrigal. His sacred works, however, have garnered less attention. On this edition of the podcast, we'll focus on some of the lesser-known sacred music by Cipriano de Ror performed by the Brabant Ensemble on a 2013 Hyperion release. Composers sample and borrow musical tidbits from each other all the time, and the 16th century was no different. Renaissance composers wrote music for church masses that often borrowed from the greatest hits of the day, and one of those popular tunes was the chanson called Douce Mémoire. It was originally by Pierre Saint-Jean, but ended up in countless copies and arrangements, so it's not surprising that Cipriano de Ror himself composed a mass modeled on Douce Mémoire, in which the main musical motif of the chanson features prominently. To 16th century listeners, Ror's paraphrase of the familiar source song into the mass would have been immediately evident. Just for a refresher, let's listen to the opening of the original Douce Mémoire by Saint-Jean that Ror used as the model for his mass. The model chanson is not included on the Brabant Ensemble's recording, so we'll listen to a bit of a performance by Ensemble Clément Jeannicourt. And now, let's hear some of Ror's Missa Douce Mémoire from the Brabant Ensemble's new recording. It's fun to listen through the Mass and pick out the Douce Mémoire tune, weaving in and out through different voices and in various incarnations. And in that sense, it was a little disappointing that the original Douce Mémoire chanson wasn't included on the Brabant Ensemble's album, though it was easy enough to find a rendition elsewhere. What's more disappointing was not being able to hear the model chanson for the other Mass on this album, Ror's Missa à Notes Nègres. For this Mass, the model chanson, Tout ce qu'on peut aller voir, is less familiar. The essay included with the CD makes tantalizing references to certain styles, phrases, and devices found in this chanson on which the Missa à Notes Nègres is based. Yet, the album provides no opportunity to actually hear it. A cursory look around the internet didn't help, as I couldn't find the source Saint-Jean recorded by anyone else either. But never fear, the tune can be found printed in a 1557 publication, now online. If you're curious and want to have a look, we'll post that link on our website. But back to the recording, and to the Missa à Notes Nègres. Stephen Rice, director of the Brabant Ensemble, explains in his liner note for the album that the title refers to Ror's utilization of the rhythmic possibilities of the new Note Nere notation. this notation made for shorter note values, and as a result, had black note heads rather than the more common hollow shapes of the time. Let's hear a little from Rora's Missa a Note Negre. The two masses on this recording are separated by three motets for five voices, which show off a more complex polyphonic style than Rora's masses. One of these motets happens to be my favorite piece on the recording, and I guess with good reason. It's a piece which in the liner note is grandly referred to as, quote, one of the finest motets of the entire century. That motet is Fratres Chitote. With a text taken from the biblical account of the Last Supper, it presumably could have been used for a private celebration of the Christian ritual of Holy Communion. Large-scale choirs sometimes have a tendency to overwhelm this kind of music, so I really enjoyed the pure and focused sound from the intimately sized Brabant ensemble made up of a dozen or so singers. If you'd like to know more about this ensemble and the recording that we feature today, head on over to our website, harmoniaearlymusic.org. While you're there, check out our archive of blogs, podcasts, and shows, and visit our online shop, where a portion of your purchase will benefit Harmonia. This has been the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Janelle Davis. Thanks for listening.